Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyling this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car, when you go shopping at that new mall, walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's my road to message, but I gotta listen before I speak. Yeah, you gotta listen before I leak. You can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart. That's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out. All of a sudden, you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you. Today we have our segment, Can I Talk, where I barely get a chance to talk. And we got my man Jalon Abram from North Carolina, Helen from New York. And what part of New York you from, bro?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Bed-Stuy, Brownsville.
So Flatbush.
Flatbush. Oh, whoa. He Flatbush. Yo. Hey, man. Hey, keep your jewelry on you. Keep your, you know what I'm saying? Keep your purses. Keep your jewelry on, you know what I'm saying? I know all about that Flatbush. But hey, what's good, man?
Man, I'm chilling here, man. I'm excited about this podcast, man. I'm definitely excited.
Man, it felt like 20 moons ago, man, when I had hit you up about the conversation. But you know, we finally made it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, this is all new to me, man. I'm not even like, even when I started my podcast with my friend, he hit me up randomly like, yo, let's do a podcast. I'm like, yo, for what? Like, what are we gonna talk about? now people want to hear you talking. I'm like, okay, that's cool.
That's what it is. So first, what's the name of your podcast, though, so everybody know what's good?
It's called Face the Music. So basically what we do
Face
is kind
of,
it's three of us. We're all three black from North Carolina A&T. It's a historically black college, and we just became friends there. And now we talk about music and kind of break down music and compare it to our regular life. So it's not just like, we try not to be like, you know, what's going on now, like talk about everything current. We just talk about music that we like, and then we break it down. So like a relationship song or, you know, different things, but we try to talk about our life from our perspective.
Oh, that's fire. That's fire. Yeah, that is fire. And so on some real talk though, like just easing on in there, right? So like this week, man, what's a normal week like for Jalon? You know what I'm saying? Because you was just talking about offline. We was just talking about your family in town. You know what I mean? You know, they disrupt everything. You know what I'm saying? They eat all the food in the kitchen. You know, they want to go everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So what the week was like, bro?
Man, week for me, I pretty much work every Monday through Friday. I work out. So I wake up early. I wake up at like 4 o'clock to work out. I record.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I work out hard. So I work out in the morning. Then I come back and work. And weekend-wise, my family here, my niece just turned 1 year old, so we had a little party yesterday, so.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, that's dope. Man, so what you do for work, though?
I work for an investment company called Vanguard, so I'm at home.
Oh, wow.
I'm at home all day, so if I'm not on the phone, I'm here editing videos for the podcast and for my workout videos.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, man. That's what's up. So you doing the best with your time.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I got to, because I don't want to work for them forever. And I know if I continuously just work and, you know, not come home, because I'm home, but just work and just home, I'm not going to be able to advance or change. So that's why I do a podcast. I work out, make workout videos. Who knows what's going to happen from it? But I know just working for these people, I'm never going to advance.
Exactly, man. And it's so funny because no joke, bro, like just I've been talking to my girl about finances for a little bit, right? And I just got her on VU, and my little sister on VU right now. Yeah. The ETF with Vanguard. Yeah. That's crazy. And you actually work for them.
Yeah.
And how long you been with them?
Man, what? Is that about 6 months now, I guess? Something like that. Not long at all, because before I was doing warehouse stuff, killing my body, and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't do it. Listen, y'all not going to do this to me, man. I'm 30 years old. Y'all not about to kill my body, man.
But you was at Amazon?
No, I was at another warehouse. I was at, like, so when I first moved, I moved from Raleigh, so I moved here. I didn't move with a job or anything, because before I was just like working for myself. So I didn't move with a job or anything. So I found whatever I could find. So the first things was warehouse jobs, and I'm like, yo, y'all, they killing me, you know? So then, so then I just stopped working for a little bit, and I found the Vanguard job, which is a blessing, man.
That's dope, man. Yeah. That's dope, man. And so how we met, right? So we met, I seen what you was doing on Instagram, because you was talking about your workout videos, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You was talking, you got the workout videos going on, you had the stuff with the podcast, and then I hit you up, I was like, yo, man, we need to have this conversation, because I seen a young lady, I don't know if it's one of your guys' girlfriend on the podcast.
No, it's actually my sister, man, sister.
Oldest sister, yeah, right? Yeah. And she was just explaining, she was explaining like where confidence comes from. You know what I'm saying? Like where confidence comes from, and how women are being empowered by the music. But, you know, speaking of, you know, the podcast, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, you know, she's talking about these songs and how women are dressing a certain way and how that's empowering them and things of that nature. And then I responded with a comment, and I'm like, yo, bro, like, confidence don't come from no clothes, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It definitely don't come from no clothes. So like, when you heard her say what she said, and she was talking about what she was talking about, like, I didn't get to hear what you guys said,
true,
but I knew what I thought about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, like right now is a perfect example. You see this right here? I ain't got no tooth right here.
Yeah.
I lost my implant. It just fell out. You know what I'm saying? In like 3 or 4 days, I went jumping trampoline with my girl and rock climbing, and it started coming out, right? And I'm still comfortable with smiling. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And the only reason why is just because of what I went through, bro. I had to get like braces like 8 times. You know what I'm saying? And there was so many times where I would be scared to just go outside the house, go to work.
True.
Just because of my teeth going, you know what I'm saying, be missing.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I was coming from with the whole confidence thing. So like, where you sit at with this confidence piece, man, and you know, just sharing your piece on that.
I think what you just said was a perfect example, because you said like, without having your tooth, you don't have lack of confidence. But when you first lost it, you were scared to go out the house. Like, were you scared because of what people thought, right? So you had, you know,
man.
So at that moment you had a lack of confidence. So I do agree what she says is your clothes do make you confident. If you have, I'm not saying wear Gucci or wear a bunch of crazy nonsense, but like, if you put on a brand new shirt for the first time, you feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, like the symbol on it is still fresh. You feel good.
Yeah.
You move differently. Instead of wearing a faded out shirt, you feel differently when you wear, you know, better attire. So I feel like, that's definitely a big piece. It's not all of it, because that's just like a temporary thing, but
yeah, it's, you know, a band-aid.
Yeah, because like me talking to you right now, I didn't see the teeth myth until you pointed it out. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so it's all your mental. You know what I'm saying? Your mental is like, man, they really care about my tooth. No, I probably got something in my face I'm insecure about. You don't even notice it yet, you know?
Exactly, man. So speaking of that, man, like, because you coming from New York, bro. Everybody I know from New York, I'm not saying that everybody is confident from New York. I'm not saying everybody ain't faking it till they make it us from New York. But like 89 to 90% of the people that I know from New York is mad confident in who they are, where they at, because they grow up extra fast. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a different. So how did New York shape you to be confident in where you are right now?
Well, for me, I wasn't in New York too long. I probably left New York, probably middle school. So I wasn't there too long, but most of my family's there. But it's a different lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? The way you got to move, you have to be confident, or they're going to beat you up. You know what I'm saying? Not beat you up physically, but mentally. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's trying to beat you, so you got to be on your toes. You know what I'm saying? You going outside, they got a three-card Marley, something, whatever it's called. Like, they're trying to get you. So you have to.
Oh, you're talking about with the scamming thing. Game or whatever. Yeah,
so you have to move differently. So that's why their confidence is where it's at, because if you're a shallow person, or like you lack confidence, you're gonna get beat out there, and you can't show that.
Got you. So your whole thing is you got to be able to stand on your ground and whatever principles you want, and because you have a lot of resistance to that strengthens in you over time.
Yeah, because you think about like getting bullied in school, you're going to keep getting bullied the rest of your life. New York is a big state where they bully you daily, you know what I'm saying? So you can't, you have to step up or you're just going to be out. So that's why they work like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because like I spent a lot of time in New York because I dated somebody out there, right?
Yeah.
Right off of Flatbush, off of Hawthorne.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Between Bedford and I forgot the other street. But you know I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So it's like when you go out there, man, people tell you don't look at your maps, bro. They tell you, you know what I'm saying, make sure you got headphones and you just try to blend in as much as possible and not look like no, you know what I'm saying, like you a foreigner.
Yeah.
And you definitely run into a lot of that, man. So another thing I wanted to talk to you about is with this whole confidence thing, right? What do you think that our culture, and what I mean our culture, I don't like to say black, white, this, that, and other, because we got so many people in our culture because we run the world, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If we wear a certain type of clothing, everybody's wearing it. We say a certain slang, you start saying cap, no cap, everybody and their mama said, right?
Yeah.
So we pretty much move the trend of a lot of things. So in our culture, man, like, what do you feel like this insecurity and no confidence thing comes from, where we feel like we have to jump into certain types of things, clothes, jewelry, whatever, you know, to gain this confidence? You know what I'm saying?
I think what it is now is like a lot of, like, same point I was talking about New York, like how they beating you down. Like, you're just thinking about like bullies or anything, because when you grow up, when you're a child, it don't matter what kind of shoes you got on. You got the light up shoes, you confident, you running around,
you
having fun. Now,
you ain't worried about
exactly
them shoes.
The older you get, you got, I think one year, I don't know if you remember the Starberries by what's his name? He played for New York.
Marbury,
yeah.
Steph Marbury.
Yeah, like, I think like $15 shoes. I bought those. I'm like, I thought it was hot. I got joked on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you got $15 shoes, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, now, like, that lacks your confidence. Now you're walking around with, like, I got these on, so now you got to step it up. And then now with the social media, you're getting beat up all day. You post something on your story, you post a picture.
Well, it's a wrap.
It's harder. Like, the bullies don't stay at school anymore, so it's harder to, it's easier to be insecure.
Got you.
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. When it comes to, do you think that our households have a lot to do with that as well?
I think so.
Because I heard you talking the other day when it became, because you was talking about, because we talking about confidence? Yeah, we talking about confidence. We ain't talking about the game. We ain't talking about, we talking about practice. We talking about confidence.
Yeah.
So you was explaining how, like, man, this was real good because it's tricky and I don't have a solution. That's why I wanted to talk about this as well.
Yeah.
So you was explaining how, like, you don't want a woman, right, that you have to continuously feed them and tell them how, like, and you, like, it's a have to, you need to, if you don't, it just ain't gonna work type of deal.
Yeah.
But the thing that I had a two-sided coin to, right, is because my old lady, her love language is words of affirmation.
Mm, okay.
So now I don't have the answer to this.
Yeah.
But I want to see if we could come up with a solution to figure this out.
Yeah.
But like, explain that, man, like, cause I know what that's like. I've been in a relationship where you're constantly having to say something to somebody, and then no matter what you say, they feel like whatever it is they are telling themselves in their mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I'm going to start with myself. Like, with me, I lacked confidence at one point. Like, before, the reason I don't work out so hard is because I lacked confidence. I was super skinny to the point where, you know, like a fat person goes to the beach, they're wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
I was skinny and I was wearing a shirt to the beach because I'm like, listen, I don't want y'all to see me like this, you know? So I think it was like, hey, man. But I think it was a couple years ago, whatever, I decided, like, I think I was turning 27 or whatever, right? And I'm like, yo, I don't want to go in 28 feeling the same way, because your body's supposed to be excited. I'm like, it's just another year. So I worked out for a year straight, changed my body to, you know, you feel confident now, you know? And then now
it's levels.
Yeah, and there's nobody outside can do that for you. So, like, for example, you said your girl's words of affirmation. Yeah, you still need words of affirmation to push you through, you know, your day, but you can't be at a point where you have no confidence, where I'm dragging you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the push, words of affirmation, you're pushing.
Yeah.
Somebody with lack of confidence, now you're pulling. That's not, you gotta help me out. You gotta help me out too.
So you talking about on some old like you the ox with the yoke, you trying to like pull everything along
exactly,
with you, man.
Because think about it, I'm gonna have days where I lack confidence, right? So now if I have somebody with me that lacks confidence all the time, now I'm trying to help you out and help myself out. That's not gonna, you know, cause I had a friend that was like that. Like we never like dealt like romantically or anything, but I'm sitting there like, yo, you're beautiful, this, that. I don't think so. Thank you. Da, da. I'm like, I don't want to talk to you anymore because this is too much. I'm serious. It's too much, yo. It's too much.
It's definitely, I definitely feel like that is a duty. And when you bring that up, like, because the thing is like, the thing that I'm thinking about when you was talking about, he's like, yo, if I'm in the pit and then I have to get you out, but I can't even get myself out, that's dangerous, bro.
Yeah. Because
if you don't have somebody to pull you up when you got a, you know what I'm saying, like, you got a little situation with the boss, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, one day you like, yo, I get injured, you can't work out for about 2 weeks, and then it's like, yo, does this confidence still exist? You know what I'm saying?
True.
But yeah, that's a thing, man. And it was crazy because when I think about my girl, man, I like, she told me, like, when she was a kid, she said she was like chunky or whatever, right?
True.
And her mom was like so amazed by how confident she was being where she was at. And it's weird because I could see her confidence now, and that's what kind of let me know, like, oh, I'm not dragging, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, I'm just pushing and I'm just loving. Yeah. Like, cause it's just like, cause it was a love language, that's just the way they feel love. But if it's a lack of confidence, then that's just, that ain't like, they don't even know what love is at that point.
Yeah.
Because they don't, even if you give them that language, they're not going to even, it's not going to even affect them. It ain't going to help them. It ain't going to push them nowhere. You know what I mean?
it's hard to love somebody that doesn't love themselves.
Method, you know,
you don't love true you, indeed.
If you don't love yourself, how am I going to love you or show you love? That's a tough thing. That's a tough battle.
Very tough battle, man. Super tough battle, man. And so, like, just going back to you know, you were saying, like, you was working on your confidence, right? Like, as you're doing, like, when you make this decision, like, okay, I'm about to start working out, right? You make a, like Kobe say, make a contract with yourself, right?
Yeah.
I'm doing it no matter what. At that point in time, what triggered you, like, you know what I'm saying, besides just that? Because I know it had to be more than that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we some complex individuals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it's just, you know, it's your birthday. So, you know, like, you think of two different things where it's like a reset. New Year's
okay.
and your birthday. So, when my birthday hit, I'm like, yo, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to be 28 still the same. I wasn't excited. I'm like, yo, you know, happy New Year. Happy birthday. You're excited. You're hype. You're doing. I'm like, yo, this is the same thing. And I can continuously drag on. So, you know what I mean? Till now. But ever since that change, yo, I was like, yo, let me change something. You know, like, you can't say somebody else to help your confidence. You have to change something within yourself. And I made a decision. Like you said, myself, nobody said Jalon workout or anything. I'm like, yo, I'm going to change something and let's see if it works. If it don't work, I'll figure something out. And it happened to work.
So how, let me ask you this, man, because one thing is I noticed, like, about working out, man, like, it's so much more than physical. Mentally, during that year, you know, the moments where you didn't want to go to the gym, the moments you didn't want to get up at 4:30, talk to us about that mental process, because, like, that's the mental gym for the confidence period. You know what I'm saying? So tell me about a couple of days where you just like, yo, I can't do this. I don't want to do this. And you still wind up doing it anyway. You know, like, what was the things, the deciding factors that help you say, you know what, I'm doing this?
The whole journey. Like, I start off, I say, like, 3 or 4 times a week. And I'm like, yo, it's waking up, I'm tired. Like, I think I went like 3 months straight working out, let's say 4 days a week. I didn't see no difference because I took a picture every week. I didn't see any difference. So at that point, I could say, yo, I could quit. or I could go harder. You know, and that was it. I changed. So I said, you know what? Instead of 4 days, we going to six. So I was working out 6 days a week, waking up, the gym opened up at 5. 6 days a week, 5 o'clock in the morning, working out. Mm-hmm. And I think at the fifth month, I decided to cut out sugar and drink nothing but water. Cause I said, yo, I'm gonna do this thing 100%. And if it works, it works. If it don't, I'm gonna figure it out. But this is a chance I'm taking. Cause I can do the same thing I've been doing before, which got me into, you know, lack of confidence. So I'm gonna figure it out.
So you get, once you start gearing up into that, when did you start seeing the results?
When did I start seeing the results?
Cause you were slim. You say you was a slim dude at the time, right?
Yeah, like 145.
So you trying to bulk up. Trying to bulk up. So like, where did you start seeing your results? Because we said 3 months, and then you made a decision to kind of go to six. Yeah. And then after doing the six, how long did it take you to get them results?
I think the results was at the 6 month mark. I think after I changed at that 3 month mark, the 4 month, that's when I saw like, okay, I'm changing. And then the 6 month, I'm like, okay, I'm here.
Right on the other hump, you start seeing it.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
And I can even tell.
That's crazy.
And I can even tell you when it happened, like. So I started working out at the 6 day mark, like the day I hit month six, that's when COVID hit and the gym shut down. So that's the easiest way to say, yo, this is over.
I'm done.
Over. I'm done, yo. I got here and I can't go to the gym. And after that last 6 months, I worked out outside. I bought weights from Walmart. I'm like, yo, this is not going to stop. Like, this is not happening to me, yo. I'm not.
Oh, you was determined.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm like, this ain't happening, yo. Because I see a change in 6 months. Like, yo, my body is crazy.
Man.
Who knows? You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, who knows what's going to happen right now? And now that you're just going to close down, you know?
That's real, man. That's real. Yeah. That's crazy. That boy said, hey, my body is crazy.
That's the confidence, man. That's the confidence.
Hey, for real. But I'm telling you, and we know for a fact, like, if it wasn't for that doggone mental workout, bro, that confidence wouldn't be there, man.
Yeah, exactly.
So you started getting the stuff out of the gym because, bro, COVID, bro, weights was out of here. You know what I'm saying? You had a plug or something like
that? No, I bought it the day the gym closed, I went to Walmart. Yeah. Cause I'm like, yo, this isn't happening. I bought 40 pounds and like 25 pounds, like a dollar a pound. So $80 plus what, 50, whatever it was, I bought it that day.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I gotta work out tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? What am I gonna do? I gotta work out tomorrow. The gyms are closed. So I just bought the weights. I'm like, yo, my whole life changed. I ain't gonna lie, from working out, yo, for real.
Hey, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. And it's funny that you saying that, cause I wouldn't say that I struggle. But like I feel like I hadn't made my mind up, like I'm doing this for a year.
Yeah.
Right. Like I hadn't, I just been a lot of the, so I've gotten in a lot, I got in some accident or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Where I had a concussion. I got hit by a car on my bicycle. So the injuries that I had, you know what I'm saying, like sometimes it seems like they popping up. I don't know if they are. I don't know if it's just, you know, other things or whatever, right? But like I always do like rehab exercising, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And trying to get a system and do that, and it's like, man, I be going, and then bam, and I'm back at it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm listening to you. I'm like, yeah, I gotta just make a decision and say this is what I'm doing from here to here. You know what I'm saying? And go the marathon route. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Honestly, and be more intentional.
Yeah, because you never know what's gonna happen. Like you have to, the minute you stop, you know what's gonna happen when you stop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't know what that is, and you like the unknown. Like you, like everybody right. wants a surprise birthday party, right? Because like,
yeah.
yo, it's surprise.
It's
exciting. Yeah. So that's what you're going after. You're chasing that thing that's like unknown, and that's because the known is doing nothing.
That's true. That's true. So. Check this out. So, are you dating right now? Or you're not dating.
I had to stop, man. I had to stop. I moved here. I was going crazy on the dating apps, and I'm like, yo, I can't, man. I mean, the thing about the dating apps, I met a lot of cool women, but they weren't the quality that I was. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, it was so easy. Like I could have a date pretty much every day from the dating apps. You know what I mean? I'm just
right.
like, this is not the quality I'm looking for. So I took a step back, and if I find her, I find her. But right now. I'm not actively doing it. I got a podcast. I'm working out. I'm editing videos. I'm taking an hour to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? This could be a date right here I could be doing. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, yo, man, you owe me a hamburger. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? But I enjoy this than talking to some random stranger that who knows what she wants out of me, you know? It could be a relationship. It could be a free meal. It could, you know, who knows what it is. And
That's real, bro, because, like, it's funny because one of the things... I do understand that part where you're talking about, like, man, you're talking to these women. It's like, it's not the quality, but then it's also, it's just like they are not in the same place that I'm at. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I like to look at it from that perspective because, like, everybody was there at one point. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was there at one point. So I'd rather go on at that. To have a perspective like, yo, she's just not in the same place where I'm at, and we not going in the same direction. Now, when you said you stopped dating, what was the purpose of that? Is just to continue building what you got and working these new avenues and exploring yourself, because that's what you're doing, ultimately. You know what I'm saying? So, was it really to explore yourself, or it was just more like, you know, going from one woman to another just ain't where it's at, or what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like I was wasting my time. You know, you feel like you're dealing with somebody and you feel like you have a connection, and then you get played or something, like, you know what I mean? So I feel like I was wasting my time, and I'm like, I'd rather spend my time on this podcast that I enjoy, podcast now, talking to you, working out, and I build myself up, because now I will attract different women. You know, I was listening to something on TikTok, right? It was saying, A lot of times when you get in a relationship with somebody, God never meant to have you meet that person, never meant to have you with that person. Because you think about, let's say right now I'm at level 2, right? You meet this girl at level 2. I'm going to level 10. She might not get there. You see what I'm saying? So now I'm building to level 10. So now when I'm here, I will attract the people that's going to build to me. Instead of just being at level 2 and finding everybody that's on my level, I want to raise up so now I can get the woman that, you know, I want.
That's real. There's another side of this token.
Same, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead. All right,
so what? Because this is a thing that I was hearing in my because I'm with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's not like a dating thing no more. It's like, it's for real. But like, one of the things that I noticed, man, is like, when I was in that dating phase, I was looking for somebody, bro, that was on my level. I wasn't looking at, like, yo, she got the tools. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's a difference between, like, hoping somebody's potential gets maximized and helping somebody's potential get maximized. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is what I found when I found my girl was she helps me maximize my potential, right? And I help her maximize hers as best that I can. And it's not like this, you know. And then it's crazy because I start seeing things that I'm like, yo, she can do this. She don't even know it yet. You know what I mean? And then she's probably saying the same thing about me. But the thing is like, there is the way that you are, oh man, I can't wait to say this. The way you building yourself up physically, the way that you building your podcast and building your relationship, because your relationships is going to strengthen even more talking to your boys, right? Because that's one of the most important things in relationships, bro, is just having men in your life, you know what I'm saying, that you continuously building with. Is the same way you have to build your girl up.
True.
You know what I'm saying? But you learn how to do it with yourself. And when you learn how to do it with yourself, now you can do it with your, you know what I'm saying, with your you know what I mean? With your yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, 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 I feel that.
But like that's one of them things that I noticed, because I was struggling with that, man, myself, bro. I was all in a beehive, you know what I'm saying? Bumbling it up, you know what I'm saying? Like, all in a, everybody buzzing, you know what I'm saying? But like, nothing was sticking, man. You run into people that's transgender, I'm like, yo, what is this, man?
Crazy.
I was confused, you know what I'm saying?
No, I was just saying, like, one of my things that my friend was telling me about on one of the friends on the podcast, Justin, he was saying that, you know, once you dating, you got to realize your value. You know what I'm saying? You can't be sharing yourself with everybody. So going on 7 dates in a week, yeah, that's cool. You a player, but if you know your values up here, you're not gonna find 7 quality women in a week. You see what I'm saying? So you can't just share yourself with everybody. You got to make sure your time is very important. You know, your time. We're gonna die one day. You can't be spending your time with all these. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to call them, but you know what I'm saying? Work on yourself. You're gonna meet the right person, but make sure she's, you know, special. Not special.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. Cause like it, like you said about that time, man. And this is so valuable to know, like for me myself, like the a lot of times we when we work at a job, we thinking that they paying me for my skills.
Time.
No, they not. They paying you for your time, bro.
Time.
And you think that the reason that a lot of people don't really see, like with food, right? You go to a restaurant and something is like $15. You're like, yo, why is this $20? Why is this $15? Well, you know, like the time that it took to grow. You know what I'm saying? The chop, process the meat, all of that stuff, and the time that they took to perfect the recipe, the school that they went into, the time that went into that, that's what you're paying for. You're not paying for just service. You're paying for the time that went into just getting that food on your plate.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And that's valuable stuff, though, like what you said, man, like knowing the value. That's crazy.
And I got one more thing, because like with Vanguard, I actually work with you know, beneficiary. Let's say somebody died, they're calling in to inherit the money. So I'm seeing all these ages. Everybody's not 80 and 90. You know what I'm saying? Everybody died is not 80 and 90. People are dying. One guy died 31. That's my age. You see what I'm saying? So that also made me realize, yo, we're not on this earth forever. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Like we don't all get the great grandfather. You know what I'm saying? We don't get that. Everybody doesn't get that. So realizing that, your time is tick. I don't know how much time I got, but I'm gonna enjoy it, and I'd rather not enjoy it with, you know, random people. I'm gonna enjoy it, you know, the way I want to do it.
Well, that's real. That's real. Now I got another one, right? So I noticed when I was dating or like in real relationships, right, when I didn't have my confidence, that what happened was is, when I started dating a woman, I got this false sense of confidence. Right? It was no different than the clothes, bro.
Yeah.
It was no different. It was no different than like, yo, you know. And then when the girl was gone, I was miserable. I was like, whoa. Have you experienced that, bro, or what?
Man, too many times, man. I feel like it's like heartbreak. Like you feel like you're with her, you're on top of the world, and then the minute she leaves, you're like, yo, why am I here? Why? that's a tough thing to do, man. I don't know how to help people with that, but yeah, like with somebody, you feel like you're on top, and then after you lose them, when they go away, you're like, yo, I have. You know, I think that's probably what I'm working on as well. Cause, you know, if I'm up here, what is his name? He's a comedian. He said, after somebody leaves you, you shouldn't be heartbroken, because that means you're giving this person too much of yourself. You know, you give this person just enough. So if they leave, you're still yourself. You don't want to give them all of you.
You know, that's funny. That's because I have a totally different point of view on that. And this is what I tell people a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
I tell people, be with the person, right?
Yeah.
And don't give away nothing that you used to do. Meaning, you dating a woman, you're doing your podcast, you're working out.
Yeah.
Let's just say you like, you know what I'm saying, going to concerts or whatever, you know, every 3 months or whatever, right? You start dating her, then you like, yo, man, I can't do the podcast. That's when you giving your, like, it's funny you said giving too much of yourself. You always have to give 100.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is you can't give up a piece of the 100 for the person. You know what I'm saying? Because if I get this girl, like, I'm dating her, and then, like, I'm like, no more podcast. You know what I'm saying? No more working out. You know, I'm just gonna do once a week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cause you know, we finna go to the winery, you know, we're gonna go to the vineyard, you know what I mean? Like we doing this and we doing that. Then it's like, now she really ain't even dating you no more. She dating a shell of you.
Yeah.
Or a shell of me.
True.
And that's the, I feel like that is the real way of knowing, like, yo, if somebody is really for you or not for you, it's just how they allow you to be you. You know what I'm saying? Like, the more they allow you to be you, man, like, it's you can't beat it, bro.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
And I like how you said that too, because like when you're saying you with somebody on an all high, and then when they leave, you're gone, because you gave them everything. Let's say you quit the podcast to spend time with her. Now you don't have the podcast anymore. Now you don't have her. Yo, you're lost.
You're like, man, who am I?
Yeah.
So I ain't got no identity out here, boy.
Yeah, so that was definitely a good thing. Yo, keep everything you have. She's an addition. She's an addition. But you can't.
Yes, sir.
Like, I'm not. If my podcast record on Tuesday nights, let's go out on Tuesday night. I got the podcast. I love that podcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got like I don't even know how many listeners we got, but we don't got a lot. But I love that podcast. I'm not doing anything in place of that podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like there's nothing more enjoyable, man, to have great conversation. Podcast, bro, is literally a way that we used to hang, like. And I'm saying this like I'm like 80 years old, but like when I was a kid, man, like it was a Sunday. Every Sunday, everybody was at my Aunt Sherry house,
yeah,
eating fish, fried fish, you know, French fries, boom boom, music. Yeah. My uncle was DJing on the vinyl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. With them big old speakers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like everything. And we used to have things in our culture, bro. Like where it was a consistent. You around people, conversations, talking, laughter, games, so forth and so forth. And that might be a piece that's missing, but like I feel like the podcast kind of help with those conversations, minus the music, minus the food. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because you're giving food a little bit in a way.
Yeah, no, I love this podcast, man. It's crazy because I got the podcast, and then like, you know, posting the videos. One of my because I used to be a music producer, so one of my artists I used to work with, he hit me up behind his podcast. And I'm like, yo, this thing is fun, because I've never had a conversation with him before the podcast, but it opens
that's
you up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it opens you up, and like you expand who you are. You see the type of person they are. Podcast is a great idea. I don't know who thought about it, but it's dope.
Yeah, it's definitely. It's funny. I tell my girl, man, this ain't nothing but AM radio, man.
Yeah, basically. I hate AM radio too, man. I'm like, who wants to listen to this?
It's just AM radio that sound good, bro.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it, man. That's crazy, man. So speaking of that, man, because not only do we talk about confidence, this, that, and other, like where, like, how do you feel about life and in your spiritual realm, you know what I'm saying? Like the principle that you standing on, like where you at with that, man?
Spiritually, I'm good. I pray every day. I think I gotta probably pray more. I'm trying this thing called meditation. It's hard. That's super hard, but I do pray. But meditation.
Yeah, I heard the word about that, man. It's trying to get a 1 minute of meditation is difficult.
It's hard because what you're doing, you're trying to blanken out your mind and just being with yourself. And I think that's a hard thing. Because prayers, you know, you're just speaking, but being completely silent and close, blanking out your mind to just be like in the present, that's a hard thing to do.
That's real. Yeah. That's real. Because the one of the most beautiful things about, I feel like, with meditation is because I have a spiritual background, you know what I'm saying? I'm a Christian or whatnot. And one thing that I learned about meditation is this. If we don't breathe, bro, like right now, you barely breathing, man.
Yeah.
You barely breathing. Crazy thing is the first thing that God gave Adam was breath, and that gave him life, right? I can only imagine how deep that breath was when he first took it, you know what I'm saying? Like, but the thing is like, if the breath is the key to life, then you have to breathe. And I feel like meditation gives you a time to breathe. Also, spiritually, right? Meditation means to muse. In the Bible, it means to chew on, like, you know what I'm saying? Like a donkey just be going to town. It means to chew on stuff. So like when you chewing on a thought, like whether it's a verse, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's a quote that you hold dear to your heart or whatever it is, and like you chewing on that is what gets you gets the gears going and you start to see more out of these eyes of what's going on the outside because you're chewing on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, but that's dope, man. Like, your prayer is always, it's Brody, you gotta have it, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy you said that, you pray every day. There's sometimes I struggle with praying. It got so bad to where I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get on a prayer team at church just so I can improve on my praying.
True.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So like, shout out to you, man. You know what I'm saying, for praying every day. You know what I'm saying?
And it started off with my parents, just like just little things. Cause like every time I get in the car before I leave, I say a prayer. Cause you never like people get in accidents every day, and that little things like that, you know, change a lot.
Yeah, man. That's real. That's real. Cause that, and that's another thing. I was just talking to my girl about that the other day. It's like, yo, we gotta pray before we leave in these cars, man. Like, it's like, cause you don't know, you just don't know, man.
You don't.
You want to make sure you acknowledging God. That's the one that's protecting you. That's the one that's keeping you. That's the one that's giving you the purpose here, the reason for doing everything you need to do. So, like, acknowledging Him before food, trips, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Going to sleep, waking up, man. It seems like the regiment, you know what I'm saying? The repertoire.
Because you didn't have to wake you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, not. Like, I told you, I'm working at this job. You see all these ages. A lot of people are dying young, which is, you don't
that's
think
crazy.
About. I'm getting like, what, let's say 15 calls a day of people that died. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
I see why you don't want to be there, man. Dang, that's, I'm like, man, you the bearer of bad news up in this joint, man.
No, but it's not that bad, because because the way I talk, I'm super positive, so I'm able to like help them through the call. But I'm just saying, it just shifted my mindset of like, I told my mom, yo, don't save me 200 or whatever kind of money you're trying to save me. Spend it, because these people are dying with $1 million in their bank account for what? For what?
Yeah,
spend that
crazy,
money. Don't worry about me. Spend it. Enjoy your life. Cause who knows? I hope you're old and see all your grandkids and great grandchildren. But you never know. So enjoy it.
That's real. So speaking of that, man, you got your mother. Your pops is still here too, right?
Yep.
So how many siblings you got?
I got three.
Three.
Yeah.
You the youngest, middle, oldest.
Oldest.
Okay. Where them cats at, man?
So I'm 30. I got 27. 24 and 23. They're all girls.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You man.
Yeah, man. At one point I was a brave dude, man.
Well,
listen, at one point I was fighting off the guys and I said, yo, this ain't worth it, man. This ain't worth it. I am not doing this anymore. It's too much, yo. It's too much.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So you got the sister that was on the podcast, she was
27.
That's the one, the middle one.
Well, she's right under me. She's 27. Yeah. Yeah. So
okay.
She's the one with my niece that just had a birthday. Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope, man. That's crazy, man. Cause that's a beautiful thing, man. Like I sometimes I wish I was that close to my in age with my sister.
Yeah.
Cause like, man, we so far apart, man. It's like, it's crazy, you know. But what's interesting is she's still like the music that I like, you know, old school music, da da da, whatever, old school hip hop, and the new stuff. So, but yeah, man, that's crazy.
That's a blessing, man. Those are my best friends, man. I ain't really have. I got the podcast people, but other than that, I ain't have a bunch of friends. They were my friends. Talk to them about not everything, but you know, for the most part, not everything.
There's limits, baby.
Yeah.
There's limits, baby.
But you know, you can talk to them about a lot, which is it's a blessing, man.
That's dope, man. That's dope, man. But yeah, I tell you one thing, man. I really do appreciate you coming through, man. Chopping it up with us, man. And I hope that you know the people that's listening to us check you out. You know what I mean? And it's listen to the music or
it's face the music.
The music.
You gotta think about it like music, and we're putting your face to the music a little deeper than regular is.
Alright, so y'all dissecting the songs on a biological level
it's different. So we talk about like, let's say like a breakup song. We talk about our experiences with breakup, or if we had a breakup, what songs got us through those breakup songs. You know?
Oh yeah, that's good stuff.
Stuff like, yeah, it's pretty fire, man. It's pretty fire.
That's good stuff, right?
Yeah,
there,
man.
Man.
Yeah, man.
That's good stuff. Cause me and my girl, we be talking about like how preparation is key or whatever, right? Yeah. Just like you was like, yo, I gotta keep going to the gym. So the first thing you do is like, I gotta go get these weights. But like, people don't look at life like the soundtrack to your life. You don't go to the gym listening to breakup music. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be in a breakup listening to the wrong music.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
You don't want to be like, yo, I gotta go get this new job, or I got this interview. You don't want to be listening to something that's like talking about, man, I'm nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm everybody ignores me, and all, you know, like listening to that emo music. So you gotta listen to the right type of music to get you to where you need to go. And that's fire, bro. Like that y'all doing that, man. Cause I think I only listen to I only listen to the clips. I hadn't listened to a whole episode. I gotta check out an episode. Y'all episodes are how long are they usually though?
Hour. Hour long.
About an hour?
Man. Yeah, hour long, yeah.
So I
try to clip the clips as your best I can to get the points. I know it's going to take a while for people to go to the podcast, so I try to make the clips as interesting as possible. So try to, you know, you're not going to move everybody, but you can move a couple people. Yeah.
That's what it is. Cause that's
why we're looking, here.
Exactly. if you got a podcast and you want to listen to a podcast, yo, I'm telling you, man, it's okay to listen to our podcast, 30-minute, 5-minute, 10-minute one. You gotta find a place in your life where you can do it. I already know when I get in the car and I'm on a ride, and because driving in San Antonio, it takes like 30 minutes to get everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's easy for me to listen to a podcast. You know what I'm saying, for that amount of time. But like but then when you're doing stuff around the house, I can do it then too. So I'm definitely gonna check you guys out.
Appreciate it,
and subscribe and follow and all that, and leave the reviews, and you know what I'm saying. So, you know, anybody that's listening to us, man, make sure y'all go check these podcasts out, man. Check my guys out at Face the Music. What's your co-host name, man?
We got Justin, and then we got Tony. Two
so Justin, Tony, and Jalon.
That's right, Jalon. Yep.
Yeah. It sounds like it's French, man. Jalon. You know what I'm saying? Oui. You know what I'm saying?
Funny, man.
But yeah, man, that's what it is, man. So, hey, I appreciate you guys, man, for tuning in, man. I hope we made sense so we can make change. Every day is a good day. We just got to find out what's good in it. I promise you there's something inside of you that God put in your heart from the foundation of this world that you got to give with everybody else. So appreciate y'all, man. Love y'all, and peace.
Yes, sir. That's dope, man.
Yeah, man.
Baby. Listen to me.
Yo, what's happening? This is your man Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can!
Hey, y'all, if y'all want to hear the good news, man, check out my baby show and the homie Yachty. Matter of fact, I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to let them tell you about it.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello. This is Fran.
This is Yavi.
And we are the Midtown Misfits, and we wanted to invite you to listen to our podcast.
It's a Christian-based podcast where we get teachy and not preachy.
The goal of our podcast is to give a normal, non-Kool-Aid perspective about Christianity.
We discuss a range of topics, such as the names of God, spiritual disciplines, and debunking Christian myths.
So if that sounds good to you, come be a misfit, leave the Kool-Aid behind, and subscribe.
I hate to be the pallbearer of bad news, y'all, but that's the end of the show. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to Can I Listen? If you like what you hear, please, man, leave us a review on any platform that you listen to us on. And follow and subscribe. That helps us get to a bigger audience. And if God brings somebody to your attention while you were listening to the show, please share it with them. Love you guys. Peace. Can't wait to see you next week.